rocks made melt.
Welcome back. This is Debbie Whitlock, and you're listening to Femme Finance on the I'm Thankful Network. Remember, if you have any questions about this show, you can send me an email, Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at DebbieWhitlock.com. Joining me this morning is Stacey Romberg, a Seattle attorney, and we've been talking about the tax bill that was signed by President Obama in December at the end of the year here, 2010. And she's been bringing us up to speed on, you know, the impact of the 2010 tax bill, the fact that, you know, there was a $57 million extension of the emergency unemployment benefits, that there was a one-year reduction in the individual Social Security payroll tax rate, which essentially will mean that American workers will keep an additional little over $2,000 in their pocket in 2011. There was a two-year estate tax reduction and exemption for individual estates worth up to $5 million. We're going to spend some more time there. The other thing for my business owner and entrepreneur friends that I want you to be aware of about this piece of legislation is that there were tuition tax credits as well. So for those of you who are getting additional credentialing this year, be sure to be mindful of that going forward. And new tax incentives for businesses. Businesses are now allowed to deduct 100% of their equipment purchases in 2011. So if you've been putting off purchasing a new piece of equipment, this may in fact be the year to make that purchase. So Stacey, talk to us about this. What is the overall impact of a federal estate tax?
It's not much.
We've spent an entire hour and it's not much. This is what you give me?
in terms of, is everybody out there going to have to pay this tax?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Somebody who I would consider to be a real expert, Alan Rothschild, and he's the chair of the American Bar Association's Real Property Trust and Estate section.
Right.
And he estimates that less than one half of 1% of the people who die this year will pay any estate tax. And then going back to the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, they estimate that under the new tax law in 2011, there will be 3,600 taxable estates.
Hmm.
That's it. 440 farms and businesses will be impacted, of which 50 could be classified as small farms and small businesses.
Hmm.
So this really isn't having this gigantic impact.
Right. All right. So now here's my loaded question for you, Stacey Romberg. In your opinion, oh, attorney wise woman, should there be a federal estate tax?
I say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is coming just probably from my political policy bent, but I think that primarily the federal estate tax was designed to level the gap between rich and poor.
Mm-hmm.
And the original goal was to prevent the rich from passing all of their wealth on to subsequent generations. And has it worked? I think everybody would agree, no.
Mm-hmm.
But does it help? Yes. And I'm in the middle of it. It's a fascinating read. I'm reading Robert Reich's book, Aftershock. And mm-hmm. he was the Secretary of Labor in the Clinton administration and now teaches public policy at Berkeley. And Reich's theory is that the current recession was triggered at least in part by the growing gap between rich and poor. And interestingly enough, the top 1% was paid 23% of the nation's income in 1928. And that percentage, again, took place in 2007,
mm-hmm.
right before all of this hit. And I think he's onto something. I'm not an economist, but I believe that the gap profoundly and negatively impacts our country. And it really needs to be corrected before the recession can be corrected in a holistic way. Because people can't afford to purchase goods and services unless they have a bigger share of the pie.
Right.
And I also think beyond the issue of the gap, a federal estate tax is good because it helps lower the deficit.
Yeah.
I think all of us agree that it's currently at a dangerously unacceptable level.
Mm-hmm.
Estate tax encourages charitable giving.
Mm-hmm.
And people develop estate plans that make charitable donations because they'd rather give it to charity than to pay the estate tax.
Right.
And that's great. That helps. And also, it encourages any discussion of all of this. And this is some of the issues that we talked about the last time I was on.
Right.
Any discussion at all brings awareness to estate planning. And regardless of whether people have a $10 million estate or a $10,000 estate, they still need to engage in estate planning and they need to go to an attorney and they need to address these issues if they really care about the people that they're going to leave behind and they don't want to leave a big mess for them.
Right. Right.
So for those reasons, I think federal estate tax is a good thing.
Okay. So what about the yeah, but part?
Let's go to the yeah, but. And first of all, I think that people need some certainty.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole thing has been crazy. Mm-hmm. That every year, every 2 years, that it changes. And now, you know, we have this big, huge exemption. But in 2013, it's going to be cut by 80% back to a million. And, you know, that's a great score for the attorneys.
Right.
Yeah, we all think it's great that everybody has to constantly run back to us in this state of, you know, stress and not knowing mm-hmm. what's going on. But is that really good for the general public? It's not. I mean, we should have a very stable estate tax scheme that people know right. what's going on and they can plan for it and they don't have to keep running back every couple years. And also, I think they had it right before.
Mm.
I don't think they have it right now. I think the exemption rate needs to be lower, again, mm-hmm. to address that issue of the gap. I think the minimum threshold should be somewhere between 2 million and 3.5 million, mm-hmm. just like it's been in the past. And also, given the current deficit levels, which are so high, I don't think the tax rate is right. I think it should be increased from the current 35% back to 45% where it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find it interesting. I was while you were talking about you know, how the attorneys are really the ones that benefit here. So we could start a whole conspiracy theory deal here because, you know, a lot of our politicians are folks in Congress, you know, have legal backgrounds. Many of them, you know, have been practicing attorneys at some point in their life, right? Here's a good way to start a rumor, you know. So really, it's just about them making sure that there's always work to be done to their preferred market.
Yeah, I was wondering why everybody was happening to retire right after this and then run back to their districts to start work again.
Now I understand. They didn't get reelected, so they knew that they would create an employment opportunity for themselves. Their district. I'm just kidding, everyone. This is not the way that it is. But, you know, it does. These are important topics for us to have. And I think that, you know, understanding the estate tax, I know for many of you joining us, it's really easy to glaze over. I know it's tempting for even Stacy and I, you know, as this information comes to us, you know, through the media or, you know, even through reports that we read, you know, it's really easy for us to want to glaze over because it can become really overwhelming because, as you indicated, Stacey, it can be such a moving target and it has been moving around so much. And there's a lot of confusion. There is a lot of confusion for people. Stacey, for people joining us today who have more questions about the estate tax or have questions about their own personal estate planning, what are the best ways for them to find you?
I'd love to answer any questions that anybody has out there. They can always email me at info@stacyromberg.com. And that's STACEYROM, as in Mary, BERG. And my website is stacyromberg.com. My number, for those of you that aren't into the whole web thing, is 206-784-5305. And I'd welcome any feedback and comments that any of you might have.
Wonderful. All right, Stacey, we were at that point in the program that Benny and I like to do with all of our favorite guests called Rapid Fire Q&A. Are you ready?
I wasn't told about this.
You're not supposed to be.
We're not supposed to be. All right. So, Stacey Romberg, if you weren't with us this fine Friday morning, what would you be doing?
I would be working hard on behalf of my clients.
Oh,
Thank you, Debbie.
That's so good. That's so good. What is your favorite cookie?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, very good. And do you have a personal finance website? The best one, in your opinion?
Oh, I think it's Femme Finance.
You're so good. All right. I'll slip you a 20 after the show. And what do you think the moment is that changed your financial life forever?
Oh, that's an interesting thing. I actually think that going through what we've gone through as a country over the last 3 years has absolutely changed my financial life. Forever.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's created an awareness culturally that none of us hopefully shall ever forget. So, Stacey, thank you for being with us this morning. Make sure, listeners, to come back on Monday, 9 a.m. You want to tune in with my I'm Thankful sister, Leslie Irish Evans of Peeling Mom Off the Ceiling. She's going